Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, sir, of the 2020 Podcast, LLC. Please say the LLC. And before you listen to this episode, I just got to let you know, I need you to stop what you're doing. Go to blkrenaissance.com, and I need you to shop for the culture. That's right. Anytime you use the promo code LLC20 at Black Renaissance Clothing's website, you will get 20% off your order. Off rip. No questions asked. So do me a favor and do it for the culture. Peace.
Hey, this is KJ, and I have a question for you. When was the last time you got something nice for yourself? That's what I thought. So why not visit www.theblurredsyndicate.com and get something that will help you express who you really are. They've got shirts, mugs, purses, mouse pads, and even aprons for the gorillas of the family. So if you're a fan of anime, pro wrestling, or hell, even the Golden Girls, The Blurred Syndicate has got you covered. Also, if you use the code LLC20 at checkout, you'll get 20% off your order. So what are you waiting on? I got mine. Come get yours. And remember to join the BS.
Hi guys. It's Mr. I'm Just Being Honest, host of the Truth Serum Podcast, podcast for the people. You can find me on Spotify, Anchor, and Buzzsprout. More networks coming soon. Happy listening.
The self-destruct sequence has been activated. Repeat, the self-destruct sequence has been activated. This sequence may not be aborted. All employees proceed to the emergency car at the bottom platform.
Okay, we lit it just like a fuse, so no need to pick and choose. Welcome to 2020, where we do more than interviews. The hottest beat coming through, jumping knowledge on all that you get. A peek at the front of you with the truth that they offer you. Yeah, hands up, we doing it for the culture. To give artists and businesses more exposure. Keeping it real and stay silent just like a boulder. It's about to go all the way down, can't get no lower. Chasing my dreams, know that they get no slower. But if I stay running, I promise they getting closer. Moreover, success my older. And if you're sleeping on me, I'm waking them up like Folgers. I told you, coming from the land with the tide roll. Well, we'll be on a whole different vibe though. We like to ride slow and keep our windows tinted so you really can see us. Like Stevie Wonder waking up with his eyes closed. Yeah, got the kind of flow that rocked the boat. On my 16s of pounds of dope. And if you figure you can hang with me on the mic, then grab some rope. Matter of fact, better grab some hope while you at it. We keep it live, it's time to tune in. Turn up the sound on what you're using. It goes so hard, I think it's bruising. The show is 2020, no need to zoom in. Yeah.
Ooh-wee, man. Y'all woke me up my sleep for this shit. So y'all over here arguing about Keke Palmer and her dude getting into it. Huh? Alright, before I even get into this topic, I just want to express what time it is. Hold on, let me adjust my volume. The Mobile gas time is 3:47 a.m. If you don't get that joke, either not from Mobile or you ain't old enough to. Alright, so boom. Keke goes out with her girls, right? To the Usher concert, and she's rocking the dress, and passes out. Like ain't no way to get around saying it. Her ass is out. Boom. Cool. Well, her boyfriend or whomever the guy is to her baby daddy posted the picture and said, "But you a mom though." And let me just say this: I don't agree with either side. Surprise. All right, let's get to the dude. First off, stop weaponizing the media. Stop weaponizing your followers and people and demonizing your other to prove your point. You know what I'm saying? Like, you trying to expose her. And I don't like that. I don't rock with that at all, especially with this message. There's a certain way to have this conversation, and it's privately. Let me repeat that. There's a certain way to have this conversation, and it's privately. Nobody ever is successfully exposed and can have adult conversation. That shit just don't go together. It screams childish. It screams I'm trying to get back because our private conversation didn't go anywhere. You know what I'm saying? It sound like y'all didn't set boundaries before y'all had that kid. But anyway, I digress. But I do find it interesting the amount of women who are saying, "Oh, she's still single though. She ain't married. She do what she wants. She's still single." All right, so peep this. Y'all keep moving the goalpost on what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. You know what I'm saying? Like, one minute, y'all wanted us to do all the things that husbands do before we marry to prove that we can be married. Let me repeat that. Y'all are wanting us to do all this stuff to prove that we can be married. But when it comes to the other end, it's a problem. So let me say this. Everybody's relationship is going to be different. I agree, get out there, have fun, enjoy life. But if you're courting somebody, if you're dating somebody, you are still going to be tied to that person, especially if you have a kid with that person. So stuff you do will reflect on the other person in a positive or negative light, yo, no matter what. And what's interesting is, yeah, they're not married, but how do you think we get there? There has to be a... Everybody who's saying, I can do what I want until I'm married, will be the ones with their head knocked between the washer and the dryer. Let me give you an example. Okay, let's say I have a baby mama, right? And we're cool. We dating. We just slipped up one time. We got a kid. Well, let's say her girlfriends are having a get together and I'm invited, right? And let's say I show up with the sweatpants, the t-shirt with the gold chains where you can see my dick print. Good. You can see it real well. It's just there. It's the sweatpants. I'm still single. According to y'all logic, I'm not married. So you mean to tell me that won't be a problem? Oh, but here we go. Oh, but this is different. This is the Usher concert. No, you're out in public at an event with other people. It's not about the fact that it's Usher. We keep giving these stipulations for celebrities. The problem isn't who it is. It's the fact that what you're wearing outside, because Usher isn't the only person at this event. It's other men and stuff. I ain't finna get into this. But what we not finna do is keep trying to make this like women are being oppressed. That's the conversation I don't like. Look, women are marginalized. Women are generally oppressed. But it's not every situation. When y'all are hollering oppression at every situation, you're diminishing the actual situations that need light shed on it. Y'all clowned India Arie for having something to say about Janelle Monae flashing the titties again. Like, look, I'm pro. If that's what you want to do, but that's what you want to do, cool. But it's starting to feel like it's a marketing tool at some point. Like, if you genuinely want to show your titties, that's cool. But it's just interesting that you're doing this now with this album. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't feel genuine. And I get it's part of the lyric when she did it, but it's interesting. And I know what y'all gonna say, nobody shamed Jill Scott when she was, you know what I'm saying, massaging the penis with the mic. That was subtle. Let me repeat that. That was subtle. It's certain ways to handle stuff. Like, the art of subtlety is gone, man. And I get why people are upset. I get it. Everybody isn't hating. They're just expecting you to be more creative and stop taking the short route or taking the most route that get the quickest clicks. That ain't all good press, man. I get it. We just want you to do better or find a better way of doing it, man. Like, it just seems like the easy way out. You know? I don't know. Maybe I'm just over my head. Maybe I'm going to get the hate mail. I don't care. I don't have a dog in the fight. My problem is this. That is between Kiki and that nigga. That's it. Because a lot of you are hollering, oh, my, I would never date a man that do shit like that. Girl, stop. You dealing with niggas that do that shit now. We all trying to figure out where we are in this world, and we're still growing and stuff. Let them folks figure their problem out. And to that young man that posted that post, shame on you, man. Quit trying to use social media to demonize your other. You know what I'm saying? And I get sometimes people can gaslight you. In some situations, you want to make sure you're not crazy. I get that as a man. Literally, I get that. When you're trying to express something, but you're not fully equipped with the words at the time, trying to express what you're trying to say. And that might have been the case. That gentleman might have been like, look, I don't want the woman that carried my child to go out looking like this. I get that. That's a legitimate concern. As much as y'all appear to be against it, y'all want to be a hot girl, that's cool too. But y'all need to discuss that beforehand. And don't discuss it over social media, having people going back and forth and shit. So that's my smoke with this shit. I just really can't fuck with all these people that are relationship experts, but claiming to mind their business. You can't mind your business and be all up in people's relationship shit. Like, that shit lame as fuck, man. I'm sorry. I hate reporting on these type of stories. Even in the 2020 group, when we believe it or not, we'll be having a round table discussing, you know, what's going on. Do we want to talk about this topic? Relationship shit like this, I'm so over it. It's so tiresome. Let me ask y'all something. Are y'all not tired of having these same men versus women conversations? Like legitimately. Is it not boring now? Like, if y'all want to talk about men, talk about men. That's cool. Whatever. But it's just these circles having the same conversation over and over and over. And look, this is the crazy shit. I'm not even talking about like Facebook and shit. I legit mean the content creators. Isn't that crazy? Like, let that sink in. The content creators are creating the same content and y'all are eating it up. Ain't y'all tired of having ramen noodles, goddamn? You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't y'all tired of this basic shit? I don't know. That just me. That might be me being elitist. But listen here. Let me tell you what's coming up, though. On July 28th, 29th, and 30th, the Kickback Live is going down. And ode to our broken blue crayon. Yes, Lord. Listen, we're going to be having giveaways. We got some special guests rolling through. We got John Rock rolling through from Off the Rock. We got goddamn Big Country and DJ Big Dream coming through from the South. Man, we got a dedication to our lovely lady, Rayda Banks, coming. Listen, man, I need y'all to pull up. We got giveaways, so I'm need y'all to participate. I need y'all to go to the website, www.the2020networkllc.com. I need y'all to subscribe. Now, I also need you to go to my YouTube, 20/20podcast, and subscribe, because this event is only going to be streamed there. You feel me? It's only going to be streamed there. Facebook is not getting this one. This is an event that's been in the making for about a year now. So, you know, I'm trying to get them YouTube subscribers up. So, and if I can get another 50, I got a big giveaway I want to do. You heard me? But anyway, this has been your boy, Sir. It is now goddamn 3:57 a.m. Bro, I got to be to work at 6 o'clock. And y'all woke me up out my slumber with this bullshit. But I love y'all. Y'all be safe. Y'all be kept. I apologize if this episode came up late. Man, listen, I've been in the gym, cuz. Yeah, your boy is in the gym working out. I got to get my sexy back for next year. I missed this summer, so hot boy summer did not occur. Actually, I won't be having a hot boy summer. I just want to look good for my birthday. So this is the thing. And then I'm going to say this and go. I've always wanted to do a photo shoot for my birthday, but no matter what, it just could not occur. Every year, it just doesn't work out, you know? But I figure next year, I'll be turning 37. You shut the fuck up. I know what you said. I heard you say, goddamn. Next year, I'll be turning 37, and I would love to do, I want to do a nerd photo shoot. To those of you that don't know, I'm a resident lame. I collect comic books. I read manga. I have a lightsaber I mounted on my wall. And I'm thinking about buying a wrestling championship belt. But I just want to do a photo shoot with my favorite things. And I'll be turning 36 this year. And I made the decision to turn my life around and get healthy. So I joined the gym membership. And let me say this. Let me sit down for a second. Let's have a talk, black man. To my black man, listen. Let's have a one-on-one. Go ahead and get that gym membership. Go ahead and do it. You might be saying, but I ain't got the money. Yeah, you do. You got a PS5, so yeah, you do. You know what I'm saying? When I did it, I'm one of those people, I hate seeing money coming out of my account every month. So I just paid for the year and a half up front. So I did the Planet Fitness, $200. And that gets me 18 months. Because if you do the other ones, you have to sign up with your bank account. And I don't trust motherfuckers giving my goddamn my routing and my account number. I ain't fucking with that. So I did that, and today marked day two. And I'm gonna tell you this to my niggas, because I'm talking to you, ladies. I know y'all probably still listen to my niggas. If you got that anxiety about going to the gym, I'm gonna tell you the best thing you can do: change your algorithm. Yep. Get the twerkers off your Instagram. Get the twerkers off the TikToks. And just look up gym anxiety. And there are plenty of content creators telling you how to beat it. Yeah. So I had gym anxiety. But what I did was this. So got the gym membership. That's step one. That's the number one. Go ahead and get the membership started. Step two, not knowing what to do. Man, we Google everything. And when it comes to health, we act like we don't know what to do. Man, if you don't Google that shit and find out what to get started on, or hit up somebody and be like, yo, I'm starting. I want to do this. These are my goals. Can you help me? Man, do your research. Just do it. Quit being lame. You know sports statistics off the top of your head. You know Max Keller is no longer with ESPN. But you act like you don't know how many curls you need to do. Man, you don't get your ugly ass up. But for real, though, take care of self. So change your algorithm to what you want to be successful in. If you want to be healthier, change your algorithm. Unsubscribe to the bullshit you're connected to and resubscribe to the shit where you need to be. That way your feed will reinforce you. You know what I'm saying? And after you do step one, you get the thing set up. You do step two, finding the basics and getting your schedule going, because that's another thing. You don't want to be going sporadically. You want to get a plan, something you can commit to with your schedule. And you might be thinking, but damn, I got kids. I can't do this shit. Yeah, you can. Remember, you got a PS5. So you can sacrifice some PS5 to be alive. Would you, and this is me being real, would you rather pass away and not be there for your kids? Or would you rather sacrifice a few hours of PS5 time? Okay. That's what I thought. So, all right, boom. So, you got your gym membership, step one. You got your little basic regime, you know what I'm saying, that you're going to do on day one. Cool. Drive to the place. All right, that's step three. Now that you're there, have a conversation with yourself. I want you to look in that rearview mirror. And I want you to be 100% real with yourself. What are you afraid of? You afraid of being judged? Because that's what I was. Right? You afraid of looking stupid? Because that's what I was. You afraid of not knowing where stuff is and just floundering wild? That's what I was. That's anxiety. And then I had the realization. And this is what made me get out. I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, if you don't get out and go conquer this fear, you are going to die. I'm going to repeat that. I told myself that I am going to die. What I mean by that is spiritually and physically. Spiritually, I'm being crippled by an anxiety of a fear of what could be. That may not even be. So how can I chase success ultimately if I'm too afraid to become wealthy in health? You feel me? And two, I will die. If I don't get out there and start this routine of getting healthy, my days are going to be shortened. Do you feel me? I will not be living life to the fullest because I will not have the quality of life that I want for myself. You feel me? get your ass out the car and walk in that building and go conquer your fear. All right, my guys, I love you. I appreciate you. Go out there, conquer it all, man. You can do this. You've beat worse. Get out there, get it done, be healthy, get fit, pursue it. And that's the thing. This is gonna be a pursuit that makes you feel gooder than a bit, boy. I went out that day one, surprised myself. I was like, oh shit, I still got some scrumph, you know what I'm saying? I still can run a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead now, impress yourself. And look, this is my routine, what I figured I'm doing. So I'm doing Monday, Tuesday, off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, off the weekend. That's perfect. Two on, two off. Do you feel me? And I get to enjoy my weekend knowing Monday is. So this is the way it works for me. I'm a big wrestling fan. Monday, I'm gonna get off work and let the dogs out, let them piss, refill their bowls, bring them back inside, change, go right out to the gym. By the time I get my shit done, I come home, take my shower, watch my wrestling, and I'm asleep. That's the other thing. Sometimes we be so tired and not able to fall asleep. I know somebody feeling me right now. We be so tired and can't fall asleep because we haven't exhausted our reserves. Get in there, work out that stress. Shit that's bothering you ain't gonna bother you as much. You're going to burn through it. I bullshit you not. You will burn through it. And you're going to come home and get some of the best sleep you ever had in your motherfucking life, my nigga. All right, man. I'm gone. I'm so sorry about posting this so late. It slipped my mind, man. I ain't even going to lie. It slipped my mind. My days have been off since the holiday. But we back into it. The Kickback 2023 going down. Shout out to my dude Casey, to Black, to K-Marie, Ebony, Eternity, Zadora. Man, y'all push me and keep me going, man. I love you all. Peace.
This is Mystique.
This is Mr. Everlasting.
And this is the Safe Word.
Safe Word.
Join us this season for all things kinky, all things BDSM, and all things sexy, y'all.
Live and every first and third Friday is when our episodes drop. Find us on your favorite platform and get ready to get safe with the Safe Word.
Safe Word.